Our story begins in Perry's office at Manhattan Monthly, where Rex and Perry are talking.
Rex, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
What? What are you talking about, Perry?
Hear me out. I thought long and hard about this, Rex. It's for the best.
After everything we've been through, you think it's for the best if we just break up?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
You and I have not had sex since we found out I was HIV positive. It's been a long time, Rex. And I know you're not comfortable with it either.
You said you didn't mind waiting.
But I've been also thinking about what happens if a condom breaks and I give this disease to you. I just couldn't live with myself if that happened.
What happened to all those stories about couples where one partner is HIV positive?
It's just not fair to you. I can see that now.
Perry, I don't know what to say. I can't lie and say that I haven't thought about it, but I also thought that we would get past it, like we have with everything else that has come our way.
You have a lot of people who care about you, Rex, and I know they are worried about you, too.
We both have friends that love and care about us, and they want us to be together.
Not all of them.
We've received amazing support so far, more than I can have ever imagined. Except for Mac.
Exactly. And he'll never accept us together.
Well, whether he does or doesn't is irrelevant. I love you, and I know you love me too.
I don't want to be the person that destroys your friendship with Mac.
Believe me, you're not. Mac is doing that all on his own. Why are you concerned about Mac now?
He's your friend.
Wait a minute. Did Mac talk to you? Is that where this is coming from?
Mac did stop by here yesterday to see you, and I ran into him in your office.
What did he say to you, Perry?
It's not important.
Tell me.
Okay. He told me that I would never forgive myself if I gave you HIV, and he was right. He said it was a death sentence.
Mac told you it was a death sentence? That you had a death sentence?
He was just looking out for you, Rex. He cares about you.
Not like this. He's not going to do this to you. I am going over to TM.
Rex, please don't confront him on what I said.
It has to be done, Perry. I'll be back. And as for the breaking up thing, you can forget about it. There's no way I'll ever live without you. Got it?
Got it.
In Ellie's office at TM Productions, Chuck has just told Ellie about Zelda Jessup.
Chuck, you've got to be kidding me.
Nope, I'm not.
So you're saying that you might have another daughter?
I don't know, Ellie. My irresponsible youth has come back to haunt me in a major way. Zoe thinks that Dara is her sister's daughter, but I told her that is not possible.
Can you be 100% sure of that? Deanna Madison didn't have any family. Is there any way she got a hold of Zelda's daughter?
The only thing I can be sure of, Ellie, is that I couldn't keep it in my pants when I was 18.
Oh, Chuck, I'm glad you have a sense of humor about this.
I hope you don't think I'm a horrible person. I told you about sowing my wild oats back then, and I'm sure you never thought I'd have a kid with every girl I've tucked to bed.
No, Dara was surprising enough. But I've been in jail for smoking pot, and my father was a rapist, so I really can't judge anyone else.
That's nothing compared to being a deadbeat dad. I would have been a part of my kids' lives if I had known. I promise you that.
Look, Chuck, you don't have to sell yourself to me. You sold me a long time ago.
I did?
Of course. Hearing you today makes me realize I probably have spent too much time dealing with my mother and figuring out who my father is, and not enough time telling you what a good friend you've been to me.
Thanks, Ellie. That means a lot to me.
So, what do you think of my office?
Well, it sure beats Murphy's Law, or Mulligan's.
I've been working here for a few weeks, and all I've done is meet with some new artists Charlie is considering.
I hope he knows what he's doing. I ran into Todd Malone last week, and he was asking me about Charlie. He's under the impression he just bought this company as his latest toy.
Maybe he did. I think Charlie is in a state of flux right now in his life, but I like being in an office more than I've ever realized I could, so I'm going to enjoy the ride.
Over in Blake's office, Blake is talking with Charlie.
Marilyn's sick, Blake, and I hate to say it, but I think she needs you.
What are you talking about? Marilyn's fine.
Oh, yeah? Then why did she have surgery yesterday at Westside?
Surgery? Charlie, are you serious about this?
Do you think I would make up something that sick, Blake?
I have no idea what you would do, quite honestly. You're nothing if not unpredictable.
Unpredictable? You gotta be kidding. What would you call your little unexpected change of sexual preference? Actually, you know what? Don't answer that. I don't care. I'm here to tell you about Marilyn. She is sick, Blake. And you would have known that if you didn't dump her on Christmas Eve to go fondle your little boyfriend.
And how did you find out about this?
You're getting good at brushing me off, aren't you? From Miss Gretchen, okay? Hannah saw her at the hospital and told me, so concerned, I went over there to find out what was going on. Gretchen filled me in.
What kind of surgery did Marilyn have?
It was an ovarian tumor, Blake. Marilyn has cancer.
Marilyn has ovarian cancer? Oh my God.
Are you happy?
Oh, shut up, Charlie. This isn't about being right or wrong here. Of all the things that happened to her.
Thought this might hit home for you.
Do you know what stage the cancer is in?
No. All I know is that she had surgery to remove the tumor and that now she'll be going through chemo.
I have to get over there and see her.
What? You're not going over there. Are you insane? You're the last person she would want to see.
Charlie, my mother died of ovarian cancer. You know that. I've given so much money to research over the past several years, and there have been improvements in treatment. But I know the kind of damage it can do. I need to be there for Marilyn.
You're too late, Blake. You want to play a hero now? Give me a break. The last thing Marilyn wants is for her gay ex-boyfriend to come rescue her. Go home to Maddie. Apparently you think he needs you more.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.